Blackstone Audio presents Dinner at Mr. Jefferson's, Three Men, Five Great Wines, and the Evening That Changed America, by Charles Cerami. Introduction. Just back from 5 idyllic years in France, eager for a quiet period at his Monticello home, Thomas Jefferson was jarred by the news that George Washington wanted him to be his Secretary of State. When he took a risk by accepting the post without being sure of Washington's political views, he soon found that it had been a mistake. On reaching the temporary capital, New York City, Jefferson was stunned to find that a majority of the state's people were probably already tired of democracy. The tone of their conversation sounded a distinct preference for the comfort of royal rule. And after he reported for work, he realized that Alexander Hamilton, whom he saw as a monarchist at heart, was on his way to becoming a one-man government, usually able to get his way with Washington and ready with a new plan for every conceivable need. We find these well-known people to be totally different from the way they are usually portrayed, behaving oddly, often close to desperation. Jefferson was a genius who could spread enchantment with words that had never been used quite that way before. But he and his close friend, James Madison, could not make Washington see why they suspected Hamilton of wanting to create a monarchy in America. And they feared that one of the younger man's proposals could put him in a position to accomplish just that. Blocking Hamilton, however, seemed as dangerous as letting him win, for the clash might wreck the young country's financial standing in the world, which Jefferson called the ultimate calamity. It would have stifled the nation.